Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Heron. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Nichols moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg juggles the ball. That's an error on Eorg. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Hill reaches second base with a double. Kittle goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hill moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jeff Heeran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heeran strikes out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Heeran and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill bunts towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to home to get Salazar. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Davis now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. Hill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fernandez out. Two outs. Jeff Heron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heron is 0 for 1 in the game. Heron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barfield moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Greg Walker pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hill bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Joe DeSau pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Joe DeSau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Heron and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Greg Walker now playing first base. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Jeff Heron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heron is 0-for-2 in the game. Heron strikes out. One out. Bob James now pitching. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lamp, and towards Fernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Brian Little now playing second base. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Oliver pinch hits for Jeff Burrows. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Lou Thornton now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullinix moves to second. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Jeff Heeran. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.